The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And this is the Super Bowl 51 preview show. So if you're listening to us on Monday after the rebroadcast, well, obviously we know the game has already taken place. But truth be told, there are so many great storylines with this football game. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, their legacy, going for number 5. Pretty unbelievable. And if that is the case, is Tom Brady the best of all time? And maybe some people think he's the best of all time already. I have no idea. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I think that we've seen two of the best ever. I don't know if I could put one above the other because I think that you just reach a point of infinite greatness. And I think that Tom Brady and Joe Montana occupy that class when it comes to being a championship quarterback.
And Brett Favre agrees with that 100%. He says the two best of all time are Tom Brady and Joe Montana. And you know what? Kind of hard to argue with Brett Favre on those and himself being one of the best. So pretty unbelievable stuff. A lot going on in the sports world, not just the Super Bowl. So if you want to talk to us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want to hear Super Bowl predictions. We want to hear your thoughts, your opinions. Who's going to win this game? Is Matty Ice, the MVP, going to get it done? Tom Brady and that unbelievable legacy, will he get it done? Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
It's Eric here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Ask anyone who's married, and they'll tell you that no matter how healthy the marriage, you're going to disagree at times. Sometimes the conflict is easy to handle, and sometimes it'll make you wonder why you ever got married in the first place. Either way, when the inevitable conflict arises, you essentially have three options. Break up, ignore it, or use the conflict to deepen your relationship. Now, I suggest the third. And yes, it's easier said than done, but here's the Jedi mind trick. Stop convincing and start understanding. Fundamentally, We're all arguing because deep down we think we need to prove our point in order to be safe. And it might be true. Regardless, understanding the deep trigger of fear behind the argument is your access point to truly knowing yourself and your partner. If you can do that, you'll create a love that lasts a lifetime. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website, www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Super Bowl 51, man. Again, if you're listening on Monday, we're rebroadcasting, so the game will be over and our predictions may be right or they may be completely wrong. And you might be like, wow, these guys are awesome or these guys are terrible. At the end of the day, I think we're going to have a great football game. That's what I hope we're going to have anyway. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as always, and you can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. I'm seeing a lot of people throwing out some predictions and thoughts on my Facebook Live feed. So, Jeff, let me tell you what a couple people. Jonathan, this guy Jonathan, says, leaning Atlanta, but the Pats could get it done. My response to this guy was, that's really objective. Because truth be told, that's not taking a side. That's not taking a pick. You either like Atlanta to get it done, or you like it, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. But I like Atlanta. I'm sorry, man. That's where I'm going. I like Atlanta. I think ignorance is bliss. I think all the pressure's on Tom Brady and Bill Belichick to get that number 5. I really do, Jeff. I think that somewhere, somehow, Matty Ice and those youngsters, if you will, are going to figure out a way to crack that puzzle of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Well, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to Atlanta. I just think that I've seen
this. I got another comment. Nick says ATL. The D is going to shut down Brady. That's what this guy says. Nick, I like that comment. Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
And that's been the formula. I think that these losses to the Giants, you know, there's only two people that matter here, Belichick and Brady. Those two losses to the Giants, there's been a lot of roster turnover outside of those two. It allowed them to taste their own blood. And then, you know, the pressure that you talk about, you know, I think that they alleviated that pressure. And it was exactly what you're talking about that speaks to Atlanta's favor, too. It's the youth. It's that inexperience. It's that too ignorant to really understand the magnitude of the moment. And we saw a rookie in Malcolm Butler step up and steal the Super Bowl from the Seattle Seahawks and give it to Brady and Belichick and everybody else involved with that organization. I think that I've seen this movie before where your offense looks like it's really clicking, Kyle Shanahan calling the plays, you know, getting Taylor Gabriel open on deep routes, running the ball at will, regardless of who your running back is, whether it's, Dante Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Isaiah Crowell, Ben Tate. You know, I saw this movie because it was the 2014 Cleveland Browns. And when Alex Mack went down, everything fell apart. And he's going to try to play with a broken fibula or tibia or something like that, a broken leg, however you chalk it up. And I think that that's going to be a problem.
Hey, who won the Super Bowl last year, Jeff?
Who won the Super Bowl last year? That would be the Denver Broncos.
See, but he had to think about it. Good point, Scott. I like Scott. Scott said, I bet 7 out of 10 people couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl last year.
And you know, I'm in Denver, so I have a little bit of a home field advantage. I've had to drive past all these John Elway dealerships and the John Elway restaurant at the Denver International Airport, and I drive by that Sports Authority Field. You know, now that's not where they were champions with Elway. It was across the parking lot at the old Mile High Stadium, which has since been torn down. But yeah. It was a really forgettable. It was a really forgettable win in the Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos over Cam Newton and the Panthers. Feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
It does, especially with the way that Cam Newton took a huge step backwards for the Carolina Panthers this season. So, yeah, absolutely seems like years ago, to be honest with you. But let's kind of continue breaking this thing down a little bit. We all know that the greatness of Belichick and Brady and their legacy that they've built together. We're not giving a lot of love to ATL, man. We haven't really talked much about Matty Ice and the job that he did all season long with a very good set of receivers and obviously that two-headed monster in the backfield and a defense that I think has somewhat gone under the radar because they're young. I mean, in all honesty, Atlanta has a very good shot to win this football game, Jeff, and I don't think a lot of people are giving them the respect that they deserve.
Well, how many playoff games has Matt Ryan won? How many did he win before 2012? And it was zero. I mean, he's 3-4.
You're right.
He's 3-4 in the playoffs. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, to be fair, he was 1-1 a year ago, 2-0 this year. Obviously, with the chat, you know, 3-0, and everybody forgets every other playoff game you've ever lost once you get that ring. But, you know, these Falcons are a new animal. Is there a distraction with Kyle getting ready to go to San Francisco and working with John Lynch and everything that's going on there? I mean, you know, there's a lot of X factors to it. I think this Alex Mack injury is really going to play to their disadvantage because he's the captain of that line. That not only affects you in the running game, it affects, you know, the quarterback's got to approach the under center a lot differently. I think that's the heart and soul of your offense. And if they can, you know, if they can wiggle around that, or if Mack can play like he's not hurt, you know, we've seen some of these offensive linemen, they don't even show up on the injury report because they don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, and he's going to give it a go with that fibula fracture. So, obviously, you know what? Guys wouldn't be playing in games like this if they're banged up like he is, but obviously it's the Super Bowl, so you're going to play unless you absolutely have to be taken off that field. And I think that's cool, man, because he knows what's at stake. He knows that this is his opportunity to go out there and win a Super Bowl. So absolutely, you give it a shot. You give it what you got. And if you can go, more power to you. And like you said, if he can go, it could be a huge difference maker for the team. And if he doesn't go, then somebody else has to step up. So we'll just see how it all shakes out in that sense. But I think, you know, like you said earlier, Atlanta can make plays like in weird ways. They could return a kick. They could make a block punt or a block field goal. They've done some interesting things throughout the year, or even better yet, maybe get a 2-point conversion and take it back the other way. Do you know what I'm saying? So what I've seen out of Atlanta this season is a very complete football team, Jeff, to be honest with you, in all aspects. And I see the same thing when I talk about the New England Patriots, a very complete, put together, well thought out football team. So at the end of the day, I'm pretty happy with the Super Bowl matchup that we have. Yeah, I would have loved it to have been the Green Bay Packers, but that wasn't a really complete football team. I think we're seeing two very complete football teams.
Yeah, and how about the NFC South being represented in the Super Bowl again? I mean,
good
that's
point.
A division where you really look at it as the champ and everyone else, and sometimes that champ is 9-7, and you know, because they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, because they I don't know, their games don't have a lot of curb appeal. It's usually the third or fourth team on Fox calling a New Orleans Tampa Bay game or a New Orleans Carolina game, or you know, the Atlanta Falcons. They didn't get here, you know, in the Valley of the Sun where I'm usually broadcasting from, we don't usually get Atlanta Falcons games as good as they were, you know, from the third or fourth week of the season on, and as good as Matt Ryan played. I mean, you know, you're talking about Brady being a 12-game MVP. If you know, if you automatically disqualify him, I don't think that there's any way that you couldn't give the MVP to Matty Ice, given what he's done. Because, you know, we talked about it early in the season when the Falcons were a little hot out of the gate. You know, they started out undefeated and missed the playoffs a year ago. You know, they were like 4-0, 5-0, and they missed the playoffs a year ago. So we learned not to trust them, and I don't think that we paid a lot of attention to them until they, you know, until they punched Green Bay in the mouth, quite frankly, even though they had home field advantage. I think that everybody looked at the Green Bay Packers and what number 12 had done in the hot run that they were on, and they expected them to go into Atlanta and keep it going. And Atlanta, you know, answered the call, and I think that that's worthy of our respect.
Yeah, Atlanta's a good football team. They earned my respect, absolutely, and they would have earned my respect either way. And in all honesty, I didn't think the Green Bay Packers were going to win. I'm a Packer fan, so when I make my predictions about those games, I've got to take the Green Bay Packers. As you know, being a Cleveland Brown fan, I've heard you pick them when you probably know better not to take them. But at the end of the day, man, Matty Ice has had a tremendous football season. The guy has been just magical for years, to be honest with you. But there's something different about this team this year. And I think that they just have a confidence and a poise about them that they don't fear anybody. I don't think they think this moment's too big, Jeff. I really don't. I think they're ready. I think they're poised. And I think we got ourselves a really good football game. And again, I'll throw the scenario out to people that are watching. Think about it. If you have this game going and it's 27-23, would you rather be the team that has 27 or 23? And would you rather be the team that has the ball trying to score a touchdown or the team playing defense?
You're going to jump on that. I think I like the latter, just because the nature of the way that games are played, especially if it's a 27-23 game where you have five touchdowns scored already, you know, you're going to be playing against a tired defense. I think that late game situations in the NFL in the current landscape definitely favor the offense, even down by 4 points.
I know we got a caller, but you can hear the music. So, Mitch in Santa Monica, just hang tight. We will bring you on board on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back, everybody. Sounds like a party, and it is a party. It's the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 51. Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots. It's almost like saying Atlanta Falcons versus Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Let's be honest. But they do play, or Tom Brady plays for the New England Patriots. Welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I know we've got a caller. I know we've got a guest. So, Jeff, welcome in our caller, and then our guest will be welcomed in as well.
All right, we've got Mitch in Santa Monica, who we talked to a lot about the Green Bay Packers, and you don't really anything going on in the world of sports. Mitch, we always appreciate your takes, but making his first appearance on the Dorf on Sports radio program from Southern California by way of Columbus, Ohio, we have the middle-aged married guy. His album is called Magic Wife Dust. His website is middleagedmarriedguy.com, and it's Stephen Thomas. Stephen, welcome into the program.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen, and hello to all the friends and inmates out there in listening world.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Stephen. So I don't know much about you, but obviously you know your sports, Atlanta Falcons, New England Patriots. What do you think of this matchup, man?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of scoring, which, you know, naturally, based on my prediction history, means it'll be 9-7. You look at the two quarterbacks, the way they're playing right now, and the way that the, you know, Kyle Shanahan game plans, and obviously Belichick's one of the greatest game planners ever, and it's hard to see it not going into the 30s or maybe even the 40s. I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have our first fun Super Bowl in quite some time. As long as nobody brings broccoli or anything to my Super Bowl party, I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, you know who could bring broccoli to your Super Bowl party, to be honest with you? This guy's like a professional cook. Let's bring in our caller from Santa Monica, Mitch. You know, you got the Dorf Man, you got Jeff Rich, and you've also got Stephen Thomas with us today. What's on your mind, man? You're a loyal caller. We love hearing from you. What's on your mind, man?
Happy Super Bowl Sunday, fellas. I mean, Andy, you started this off by saying it's a party. Today isn't a party. Today's a celebration. Today is one of the greatest days of our country. If you think about it, guys, this last 2 weeks has been kind of different, so to speak, in terms of where you may stand politically. But if there's one thing that we can all agree upon is that we are all focused, whether you're watching the game or using the game as an excuse to go to the movies because no one will be there, the Super Bowl is the key thing that's unifying our country more than anything else, and it couldn't happen at a better time. It's such a celebration of football, celebration of sport, and even more so, a celebration of Americana. I am so pumped. Yeah, my team isn't in. Okay, the Packers didn't make it. We almost got there, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm a football fan, and I love this. I am so pumped for this game. I'm actually really pumped for the halftime show. I mean, you know, we are NFL fans. We are born this way. So, you know, and Andy, come to think of it, you know, I don't want to get too far off topic here, but I was calling in to get, you were going to give us an update on your girlfriend's prediction of what Lady Gaga was going to open up with in her set.
You know what is so funny about that? Because during the break, I was just sitting here talking to my girlfriend about Lady Gaga and that she's supposed to make a prediction about what's going on. And here was her answer to me. You want to hear her answer to me, Mitch? I'll tell you. Her answer was, do you want me to make you breakfast or do you want me to give you a Lady Gaga prediction? And I told her I want both. I said I want both. So we hopefully will get that Lady Gaga thought, man.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a great day. I pre-gamed yesterday, got the broth. They've been bathing in the beer with the onions and the sauerkraut. I got my wings. They're all marinating in the Frank's buffalo hot sauce. You know, I got the fellas coming over with their sons. It's going to be like we got a bunch of seniors in high school coming over with their dads. It's going to be a celebration of, like, maybe the last time we've done this for a while, and it's just a great day. You know, honestly, it's everyone's got a stake in this game in some way or another. Whether you're just watching it, or whether you're a Patriot fan, a Falcon fan, football fan, or just a fan of just wanting to be with people. It's just a wonderful thing to bring us all together and have a good time. And I'm looking for, I'm saying 35-28. You want to know why I'm saying 35-28?
Yeah.
Here's the reason. Because on my Super Bowl squares, I got a Patriot 5 and an Atlanta 8. So I'm going 35-28.
It's all about the squares. Oh, always about the squares.
Yeah, I mean, we heard from Justin McKinney earlier, and he was all about the squares as well.
Dude, it's all about the squares. In fact, we did a little consortium and did four of it, and we're called Team Lady Gaga. We're so pumped for this thing.
hey, Steven, do you have a square motivated prediction? We'll hold off until later in the segment. But anything motivating you by gambling interest with Super Bowl 51?
No, as usual, as a Browns fan, my only motivation is the food on Super Bowl Sunday. I agree with Mitch. Today is all about American overindulgence. That person that brings the broccoli, it should be legal to punch them. It's like a mini Super Bowl version of the Purge. Okay, if you bring broccoli to my Super Bowl party, I should legally be allowed either the neck or the groin, dealer's choice. I should be able to just lay into you once. Because, you know what, I'm all for healthy eating. The other 364 days of the year, I'm a middle-aged man. I choke down stuff. Usually the vegetables, it involves wrapping them in bacon and dipping them in ranch dip, but I'm all for healthy eating. But today, no, if you bring anything involving kale, that's grounds to end a friendship or even a marriage right there, as far as I'm concerned today. And just as a side note, this also applies to the people that sit there and talk during the whole game and then say, oh, okay, quiet, the commercials are on. Those people should be punched twice, in my opinion. That's just where I stand on today's game. And, you know, I don't care if I offend anybody in this political climate.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Mitch, do you have any commercials rolling here today when the Super Bowl goes? Out of curiosity.
I personally do not. As a sound mixer this year, I do not have any of them. I have seen a lot of them. I would say I'm looking forward to the national reaction to the Lumber 84 spot and the Anheuser-Busch spot. If you haven't seen those, it'll be very interesting to see how political this whole next, whatever, 8 hours is going to get, you know, or how much are we going to reference politics in general, how much are we going to reference football politics in all this. It's, you know, are we going to stay away? Are we, you know, is Lady Gaga going to say something? Are we going to talk to Spikegate? There's a lot of interesting side things going on that, as you said, you know, listen, I don't go to Super Party. I don't hope a Super Bowl party. What I host is I host a Super Bowl viewing. Party, that's for the Oscars. But if you come for a Super Bowl, it's to view the Super Bowl. And then, by the way, that's with commercials included. And I will say about your green vegetables, there are three green vegetables allowed at my Super Bowl viewing. And that would be, not in order of preference, your jalapeno peppers, your celery.
Okay.
And of course, your Clausen's pickle spears. So those are my three green vegetables that are allowed at any Super Bowl victory. Besides that, cucumbers, nah. I mean, a pickle's a cucumber, but it's got to be pickled. Lettuce, nah. Tomatoes, nah. That's about it.
That's good.
Exactly.
Stuff,
and, you know, a pickle has so much salt in it that it doesn't really technically qualify as a vegetable anymore. I think that's why it's allowed right there. And anything else? It has to be dipped in ranch dip, or it's out of my house. That's just the way I am. I'm sorry. I was raised that way, and, you know, I'm going to make America ranch dip again.
There you go. Hey, Mitch, final thought for you. We'll let you run. Appreciate you taking time out with us, as you do just about every Sunday, man. So final thought from you, bro.
Well, my final thought is I hope it is entertaining. I expect it's going to be entertaining. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think the over-under will be above 60. I think there's going to be some very interesting political things. And the beautiful thing about it, like I said before, is we're all getting together Super Bowl Sunday with some friends, family, having some food, not kale, got the brats,
yay,
got the wings, got the fellas. That's where we're going. And I'm really looking forward to, guys, and I said this before, hopefully that must-see TV moment when Roger Goodell hands Tom Brady that Super Bowl MVP trophy, and can't wait for that reaction.
Will be awesome, as always, Mitch. Appreciate hearing from you. So we'll talk to you next week, hopefully on the program as well. Steven, keep it close. We'll keep you with us, obviously, and keep talking to you about what's going on in the sports world and whatnot. So keep it close. Steven Thomas hanging out on Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We want thoughts, we want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, let's talk to our main man, Steven.
Hey, you know, we're talking to Steven Thomas, funny man, middle-aged married guy, .com, and a glutton for punishment, not only in the fact that you root for the Cleveland Browns, Steven, but, you know, a lot of people out there might not know this unless they follow you on Twitter, at 15Steven15, that you do mock drafts every day, and you've been doing them since the end of the 2016 draft, as we approach the 2017 draft, but you're a glutton because you root for the Browns. And now we're having to hear about these former Browns kind of stealing the show in the Super Bowl. You know, you got Alex Mack, you got Taylor Gabriel, you got Kyle Shanahan calling the plays, you know, flashback to the 2014 Cleveland Browns. You got Jabal Sheard. You got Barkevious Mingo. You got Deion Lewis. And you have a player that Atlanta acquired via a draft day trade back in, I believe it was 2011. I think it was the Cam Newton draft, where, you know, the Falcons gave up a ton of picks. It was compared to the Herschel Walker pick at the time, and they get Julio Jones, but it was 6 years ago. Do the Browns, you know, do the Browns and their fans really deserve the graphics on Fox that they've been getting about their former players now being featured in the Super Bowl?
Well, like you said, we're gluttons. I mean, if you're like me out there and you root for the Browns, as I know you do, we pretty much deserve whatever comes our way. I mean, you know, there's really no way out from under it. But if you want to talk specifically about the Julio Jones trade, I am so sick of hearing about it. And I know we're going to hear about it, especially if he does anything. We're going to hear about it endlessly all day today. I mean, and I've had this argument. People have said that I want to, you know, split hairs here. I still think the trade was fine. They just messed up the picks. I mean, you got one guy that, you know, Julio Jones, and he's great. He's a great wide receiver, but let's be honest, with the clown car cavalcade of quarterbacks that we've run out in Cleveland for the past 5 years, he wouldn't be Julio Jones. He'd be, you know, some guy in the CFL right now, because he would have got so frustrated. He'd be, you know, smoking blunts with Josh Gordon or something. But even if he did become this guy, you had the chance to add five starters. And they screwed them all up. I mean, I think the best pick, if memory is serving me off the top of my head, the best pick out of those was Brandon Whedon, if that gives you any indication of how they drafted with that. So, but I mean, between that and Alex Mack, who's a great player, and there's one guy that I didn't want them to let go out of this group that we're going to hear about. I mean, the rest of them, I mean, you know, Jabal really wasn't doing that much. Taylor Gabriel wasn't a fit with this current offense. Mingo did absolutely nothing. You know, I can't even think of who all else they're going to talk about. But we're Browns fans, and it's the Super Bowl. It's a gut punch every single year. So why should this year be any different? You go through it. I mean, what do you think?
I think I want to change affiliations. But, you know, given the amount of quote-unquote ish that I run that comes out of my pie hole, I'm kind of stuck. I feel like you and I are in the same boat. You know, we're going down with the ship. You know, whether we're going down with the deck chairs or a bunch of Browns fans hand in hand. You know, Super Bowl Sunday. I want that day to be relevant to us, and I don't want to hear about the draft being our Super Bowl going forward. But I'm sure our listeners have heard enough about the Cleveland Browns. But you know, we haven't talked about the Atlanta Falcons a lot. What is not being talked about from the Atlanta Falcons that we might look for when this game kicks off?
Oh, my goodness. You're asking me to actually make an intelligent statement.
Yeah, man. We want it from you here on the show, Stephen. Come on. You got to give it to us.
Wow. Your remaining listeners, you must really not like them if you want me to talk about football. Okay. Let's say I think the running game, I mean, that two-headed monster that they've got in the backfield, I think obviously the focal point of the offense is Matt Ryan and the passing game. They're obviously a passing team, but I think it's based off of the fact that there's enough of a threat, not only just a threat, they could, you know, they have the ability to run, you know, the so-called four-minute offense. If they have a lead late in the game, they could just run it right down your throat with those two guys. They're good enough. I mean, they're not, you know, Adrian Peterson in his prime or Zeke this year or anything like that. But, I mean, these guys, I think the fact that they get enough, you know, in quotation marks, out of their running game will be the key, in my opinion, to whether they can hang scoring with the Patriots. Because, you know, love them or hate them, and you know, when they come on the field, you play the Imperial March, and it seems pretty appropriate when Belichick and the Patriots walk on the field, they're going to find a way to exploit your weaknesses. They're just going to. I mean, he's, if not the greatest, in the top one or two greatest of all time of doing that. And, you know, they're going to put up, I've got it 44-31 Patriots, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, both of them are over the 30s by the end of the third quarter. That's just the way, I can't see it. going any other way. But again, you know, based on you've seen my predictions in the past, I mean, I predicted the Browns would win six games this year. So,
wow.
You know, it'll obviously
that was
be a
brutal.
Game.
I think we're so that was Stephen Thomas. We're done with him, folks. No. Hey, you know, Dorf and I alluded to watching the game with our significant others. You know, you joke a lot on stage about being married and your wife. How does Super Bowl Sunday go down with the significant other in the Thomas household?
Well, I'm actually very lucky. I make tremendous fun of my wife. I am relentless on her on stage and in my act. I actually introduce her to people as my act because, you know, it's easier than writing material. I just, you know, if I need 3 new minutes, I like put my underwear in the microwave and then write down whatever she does and bang, is it. But, you know, she's a tremendous sports fan among, you know, the other things that I'm crazy about the lady, but she's a big sports fan, not a huge football fan, but she's a big sports fan. So she gets it, you know, she understands. And we usually have, a couple other friends over that have kids my daughter's age, and you know, so they have something to do. But she gets it. She'll sit with me, and you know, whenever that commercial comes on, because there's one every year that guys think is hilarious and women think it's gross. You know, it involves boobs or cleavage or a monkey or something like that, and we laugh hysterically. And you know, she'll sit there and roll her eyes at me, but then she'll tease me about it. And she likes the snacks. She agrees with me that anything healthy should be off the table. But, you know, if I have a couple and I start yelling at the TV, that's when the wife eyes come in. And any married guy out there knows what the wife eyes are. And you know you're going to be in trouble. It's just a matter of gauging in your head, is the amount of trouble more than the amount of fun I'm going to have here in the next hour? And then you gauge your behavior accordingly. But this year it's going to be good because, as you know, as Browns fans, we usually have somebody to root against. You know, like if the Steelers are in it, then I desperately want whoever else is in to win, or when the Ravens were in a few years ago, or there's usually somebody I hate. This year, I don't hate anybody. So I'm really probably not going to get out of hand. I'm just going to eat until I, you know, can't sleep tonight. That's my plan.
Hey, Steven, let me ask you this. Interesting, because my household is probably similar in a lot of ways, and I like that underwear idea, to be honest with you. I try all kinds of things with my girlfriend, and it's definitely a comedy hour here for the most part. But getting back to this game a little bit, and Tom Brady and the legacy, what do you think if he does win his fifth? Is this guy the best of all time?
I honestly don't think whether he wins his fifth or not has any bearing on the, you know, is he the greatest of all time? I mean, what, it's like LeBron. What more do these two guys have to do? I mean, what if he loses this year and then next year they go 6-10 and the year after that they go 3-13 and then he retires, is he any less great for the last 15 years? I really don't think whether they win or not has anything to do with the discussion. And it's down to, in my opinion, and most people that you talk to, I mean, you get a few outliers here and there that throw another name in, but it's either Tom or Joe Cool. I mean, that's pretty much, it's those two guys. You know, it's one of the two. And he's had a longer career, and he's been to more Super Bowls. But in my mind, and maybe it's because I'm older, you know, and I remember Joe from his Notre Dame days, you know, for his entire career, I would put Joe maybe 1/8 of an inch ahead, and I have a reason why. It's not an ageism thing. Neither one of them have a cannon for an arm, but they have good arms. Both use their brain, you know, more than their body. Both are, you know, they find your weakness, they take what you give them, but they also take shots and keep you on. I mean, they're just masters. They knew where to go before you knew what you were doing. But here's the reason that I would put Joe, you know, like I said, 1/8 an inch ahead. If you need 4 yards on third down, Joe could scramble. Tom has my speed. I mean, you know, Joe once had a 56-yard run in a playoff game. I don't think Tom Brady, as amazing as he is, could run 56 yards if all 11 defenders had a stroke at the same time. I mean, I think he would have to hand it off, you know, 30 yards down the field. And that's, and again, we are nitpicking hairs at this point, you know. But if you're asking, put a gun on my head and say why, I'm going to take Joe Cool by 1/8 of an inch, but there's no doubt that Brady is right there, and I don't think whether or not he wins this game has any bearing on it.
No, that's an interesting take, and actually I think that's a pretty good analysis, and I'm kind of on the same page, and so is Brett Favre. I think Joe Montana's the best of all time, and like you said, Tom Brady is right there, and I think the fact that he has the opportunity to win his fifth has a lot to do with the fact that he and Bill Belichick got together, and they were able to obviously work together better than just about anybody that we've ever seen in the history of the game of football. So
I want to throw it out there that, you know, I'm not going to come down on Brady versus like Bradshaw or, you know, Staubach or any of these guys for not being perfect in the game. You know, I feel like we punish these guys for winning conference championships and not quite getting it done. I mean, the difference between being 4-0 and 5-0 versus 5-2 or 4-3, depending on the results of this game on Sunday, I think that getting to the game, you know, is also an accomplishment in and of itself. And the bottom line is Brady has gotten the Patriots to the game more than Montana was able to do. It's nitpicking. And, you know, maybe you have that 1/8 of an inch because Montana introduced the Bill Walsh, you know, the Bill Walsh successful offense. And it really took getting to Montana for that to work. So, you know, it's a really interesting comparison. I think that they're both great in their own right, though.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I like we're all saying, we are absolutely nitpicking here, and it's that's our job. I guess that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to nitpick and figure out who we think is the best and whatnot, and greatness, and how that all works out. Let me ask you this: you made a comment, and we're almost close to the last moments here, and I hope I have enough time to get this out and ask you. You talked about greatness there for a second, Stephen, and I think of greatness too, and I think of greatness a lot, to be honest with you. And the people that I think have been the greatest in all time of history of sports in general are Roger Federer and Serena Williams. They've been great for 20 years, and if anything, they're better now than when they were young.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I mean, if we're going to talk, all sports and everything, you got to throw those guys in there. They absolutely dominated. You got to throw Jack Nicklaus in there, the greatest golfer of all time. We're talking about guys that, we always say guys when we mean athletes. Let's just say athletes if you want to, yes. Bring Serena in, because I think she's absolutely amazing. Or, you want to go to women's golf, look at what Nancy Lopez did, back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, she dominated like nobody else. But then you got to throw in Gretzky, Jordan. Yep. And to go back to what you were saying, are you undefeated in the big game or not? I always thought that was a ridiculous argument in the LeBron versus Michael Jordan comparison. But, I mean, you got guys that are athletes that even before our time, I mean, when we talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, my dad's generation and older guys, they always say, I never saw Unitas play. But they say it's a crime that he's not mentioned in this argument anymore, because none of, we never saw him. He was before our time, or, even before that, guys like Otto Graham. I mean, and then you talk about the...
Hey, Steven, we gotta go to a break. Okay. Give us a quick plug in about 10 seconds where people can find you.
You can find everything about me on my website, like Jeff said, middleagedmarriedguy.com. It's got all my shows. It's got my CD. It's got my Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. middleagedmarriedguy.com.
Steven, we're going to have to hook up with you again, because you've got a lot to say, and I like what you say,
absolutely,
to be honest with you. So we want you back on the program, brother.
Appreciate it.
Steven Thomas.
Give me a call, guys.
Sounds good. Steven Thomas hanging out with us. Obviously, check him out on his website and anywhere else if you are in L.A., too. Keep it close. We got one final segment, parting shot time. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use used the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In the case you are listening to us on Monday morning, this is a rebroadcast. We are live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern Time. We always want thoughts. We want opinions. We love them. We encourage them. And obviously, they are welcome. But got to thank Stephen Thomas, and I got to thank Justin McKinney, two comedians, actors, and obviously big-time sports nuts joining us here on the program. Jeff, it is parting shot time. You are up, my man.
You know, I think Atlanta wins this game if they knock Tom Brady down early and often and make those stops equal scores for themselves. That said, I am predicting the New England Patriots. I think that their ability to adjust and to pivot and to play an Atlanta Falcons team with a hobbled Alex Mack, I think that it's going to equal a big victory for the Patriots. But they're going to have to pull away in the second half. I think Atlanta keeps this close early.
I'm going Matty Ice in the ATL. For Jeff, for Scott, for everybody, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.